This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The immigration plan put forth by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul challenges the vocal but small group of immigration opponents in the Republican Party. Further, he's challenged many of the so-called solutions to illegal immigration, such as the invasive E-Verify program. Alex Narasta, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, talks about Senator Paul's immigration plan.
Rand Paul's speech on March 19th to the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce outlined a bold and ambitious immigration reform plan that is arguably the most pro-immigration plan since the election in last November. He's not only in favor of increasing legal immigration for lower-skilled and higher-skilled workers going forward. He's not only in favor of a legalization with a path to citizenship for current unauthorized immigrants, but he is opposed to workplace verification and regulation schemes like E-Verify.
Now, this dovetails pretty nicely with work that you've done, with the work that Jim Harper has done on E-Verify. What has he said about low-skilled immigration, which for me, and I think for you as well, is sort of a dog whistle for people who actually get the economics associated with immigration.
It certainly is. What he said is that we need to have as much worker immigration as the U.S. economy demands. And that is a pretty open-ended statement. It could mean that he'll have a few restrictions, of course. I mean, no doubt there'll be some restrictions if he had his perfect plan. But it shows an understanding that low-skilled immigrants contribute mightily to the U.S. economy.
Here's a quote from his speech. He says, "Somewhere along the line, Republicans have failed to understand and articulate that immigrants are an asset to America, not a liability. It is absolutely vital that the Republican Party must embrace more legal immigration. If you wish to live and work in America, then we will find a place for you." That's something, it's a message, at least, I think, that echoes a lot of what Democrats have been saying for some time with respect to finding a place for people who are already here.
Yeah, but I think Rand, it goes back to American traditions and American history, and he can do that more convincingly with his Tea Party roots. You know, he claims to want to, you know, reach back to the philosophy of the Founding Fathers, a philosophy that founded this country in the Constitution and Declaration. And what we have there is a statement of ethos related to immigration that conveys that those early ideas of free immigration, open immigration for peaceful people who are willing to be a part of the United States.
Now, we've talked about it several times before, but President Bush was sort of stymied by members of his own party in trying to get fairly positive reforms in immigration. How does that look going down the road?
Right now, it looks a lot better than it ever looked under the Bush administration in terms of his cooperation in the House and the Senate. I mean, just Rand Paul coming out, arguably the most conservative member of the Senate, also probably the most libertarian, you know, there's a crossover there, but coming out in favor of this plan in this way, this boldly, in such a public forum, to the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, is something that's going to, it's going to be hard for conservatives to argue that immigration reform is just a left wing or just a liberal position with Rand Paul on the opposite side.
Was that something they had been arguing?
That's something that's always there in the undertone. It's always there that this is a scheme to get more Democratic voters, to legalize, that undocumented immigrant just means undocumented Democrat. That's a scheme, something that Steve King from Iowa has been saying repeatedly. So there's this undercurrent that this is a real divide in the political between the political parties. And what this, I think, brings to the surface is that this is a divide more within the Republican Party rather than between the Republicans and Democrats.
Okay. Does this make reform more likely in the next 2 years?
Absolutely. Having a conservative libertarian senator like Rand Paul, who is principled and known for being principled, for not he did play politics in this a little bit, trying to appeal to the self-interest of Republicans, saying the party might go away, might suffer dramatically if we don't do this. But the first half of his speech was all about principles. It's all about American principles of openness. It was all about being willing to buy and sell labor to whom you wish. And it's about welcoming foreigners into the United States. Those are principles that I think a lot of conservatives and a lot of libertarians can stand firmly upon.
So it is, in a lot of ways, Rand Paul's filibuster on drones provided a lot of cover for Republicans to be less hawk-like and embrace civil liberties. Does this then provide some cover for conservative Republicans to support immigration reform?
Absolutely. And I think in the coming weeks and months, due to, in large part, Rand Paul's statement here, you're going to see some more Republicans coming out in favor of immigration reform, similar to what Rand did. But you're also going to see a lessening of the rhetoric saying that this is just a Democratic scheme. You're going to see it talked about less as partisan politics and more as the policy.
Who does this leave out in terms of Republicans who've sort of hung their hat on opposition to increased legal immigration, many of whom just don't like immigration at all? Who does this leave behind?
Well, it certainly leaves behind a lot of members of the conservative caucus or the conservative members of the Senate, like Senator Vitters from Louisiana, Senator Sessions from Alabama. It certainly leaves them out cold because they've been at the forefront of anti-immigration rhetoric and opposing any kind of immigration reform bills for quite a while. It also gives a lot of cover to a lot of these moderate Republicans who, you know, they like guest workers, they like increasing legal immigration, but they say there's no way that they would vote for immigration reform because it has some sort of amnesty or legalization. This gives some of them cover. They can say to their base, they can say to their constituencies, Rand Paul's in favor of it. He's no squish. I can be in favor of it too.
Alex Narasta is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work on immigration at cato.org.